My full name is Awais Msese Malia, and I was born in Somalia. I was 21 years old when I came to the U.S. When I was a child in Somalia, it was beautiful. I was born in a village, and I had a very nice friends, and we had a very big farm. And growing up in Somalia was really good until the war broke out. Coming to the U.S. was really difficult. And the journey, we had to go through the refugee camp. And that refugee camp was in Kenya. And we lived there in the refugee camp for about 12 years. And then the refugee camp was just like where we came from. It was just like a village. And there was no any cars, no housing like here in America. There was no any much traffic like here we do. When we came here, in the U.S., life was really tough. Being living in a village was easy life than living in a town. So the thing is that using like the microphone, the headphone, and the lights, and how to live in a house that is really big than what we used to live, and the traffic, and the papers that we have to pay bills, all this was totally new for me and my mom. Coming from Somalia to America was really tough, but the only thing that I will say is that America is a country where you will see a lot of people from different cultures. In Somalia, apart from people who speaks my dialect, there is no any other people except one particular group of people. So that's a country which still doesn't have a diverse group of people. I moved to Pittsburgh in 2005, first to visit a family, and then here I met my wife, and I got married in 2005, and then we went back to Salt Lake City, and I stayed there for another like 5 years, then I moved back in 2011. And Salt Lake City was really a good place, but I didn't have friends that I knew from home. And here in Pittsburgh, our community is a really small community, and I see a lot of progress when it comes to education, when it comes to adapting U.S. culture. Our community here is moving forward. In Somalia, I had very good friends. We were born in the same village, and then when the war came, we had to be separated. Some of them, they moved to a different place. Some of them died, some of them stayed there, they still live there. And I realized that you can't live without a friend. It's hard to forget your friends that you were born in the same town. My favorite tradition is Makua, and they call Chimakua. That's our traditional dances that we dance. The last time I see people dance that, it was like around in the 1990s. The war in Somalia was just starting. After that, I never see and I never heard people even singing. So this was my best tradition. Our culture, most people eat goat meats and also the grinded maize that is cooked just like mashed potato. And right now, I eat a lot of chapati. And chapati is just like pastry. But this is very hard than pastry, and it's made from flour. That's my favorite food. And the other one is ugali. I eat a lot of ugali. One of the traditions and culture in our community is to respect the older people. There is the dress and the way we dress in our community and our cultural dances, and also the language. Those things I can try my best if I can keep my children, also keep them.